It's the morning show on listener-driven Jazz 88. Singer Cyril Amy will be at the Dakota Tuesday night at 7. Amy is French-Dominican. She grew up in the very small village that Django Reinhardt called home. The award-winning singer is releasing her first album of original material this month, so we had lots to talk about when I caught up with her last week via Zoom.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the sky. My heart will.
I wanted to, I guess, start by asking you to talk a little bit about your background, which I was really fascinated by. Can you tell me about where you grew up and the music that you were exposed to?
Well, my mother's from Dominican Republic and my father's French, and so my first relationship to music was through dance. It was really about the groove, you know. My mom always put on salsa, merengue, bachata, and Michael Jackson too in the house, and there was always parties and dancing. So that was my first love story to music, was through moving your body. And then I grew up in a little village called Saint-Moi-sur-Seine on the outskirts of Paris, where Django Reinhardt used to live and where he's buried, and there's a festival in his honor. And so gypsies, including his family, come from all across Europe in their caravans by hundreds and set camp in the fields to play guitar and honor him. And so when I was little, I became friends with them, and that's how I fell in love with making music, with improvising, and with this music that is really a music of the present moment.
Three little words, oh, what I give for that wonderful phrase. To have those three little words, that's what I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters that simply mean I love.
So what ultimately led to your decision to pursue singing as your chosen career?
I never thought of it like that. I never thought, oh, let me make a decision and choose a career. I just sang, and when I saw how it made people happy and the smiles on people's faces, and I just thought, hey, I want to do this again. And I just kept on doing it every chance I got. And then at some point, people started giving me money for it. And I was like, this is cool. I'll keep doing that. And then that's how I got here.
What made you decide to come to the United States and move here from your native country?
Well, you know, when I fell in love with the music, I was listening to Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli. And there was not a lot of songs that had lyrics on there. So one day someone gave me a 4-CD box set of Ella Fitzgerald. And I fell totally in love with her and with the repertoire. And so I wanted to learn more about the American songbook. And so that's why I moved to New York. But first I moved to Dominican Republic and was working there for a couple of years, and then came to college in New York.
Can you talk about your decision to move to New Orleans and what prompted that?
I had been living in New York City for about 12 years, and I was ready to leave, but I didn't know where to go. I was thinking about maybe moving back to Europe, but I didn't even want to go to France, and I didn't know where to go. And with a couple friends, we went just for fun for 3 days to New Orleans to visit. And in 3 days, the city just grabbed me. And I just felt the same thing that I felt when I was young, when I met the gypsies. And this feeling that music is something that we all share, whether we're musicians or not, it's for everybody. It's just a way to celebrate being in the community. And it's not about building a career, or it's not, there's not an agenda. It's just the air we breathe. And in New Orleans, there's this very deeply rooted musical culture. And you can feel that. You can feel that joy in the music that I was missing in New York.
So in 2021, you released an album with drummer Adonis Rose's orchestra called Petite Fleur. And it almost seems like a full circle, because Sidney Bechet, who emanated from New Orleans, you know, was in France quite a bit and honored there. And then you came back to New Orleans from France and then recorded the song that he wrote. It's such a beautiful song. Can you talk about how that album came about?
Si les fleurs qui bordent les chemins se fanaient toutes demain, je garderais au cœur.
Yeah, I was at Nicholas Payton's house. We were rehearsing for a duo show we had, and I told him, oh man, I would love to sing a song with the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. And he was like, let me just send a text. And then Adonis called me and was like, let's make a record. So it happened really fast. And then we just picked the repertoire, Adonis and I. I wanted to sing a lot in French, and we recorded right before pandemic.
So I understand that during the pandemic, you moved to Costa Rica. And can you talk about the home that you designed and built there, and how you made it through the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, I had bought a little piece of land there a few months before the pandemic, thinking I'm going to just take the time every time I go, because I would go there every winter. I would just build little by little. But then pandemic hit, and I was just sitting there, and I decided, let me just go and start building. And I'm not an architect, but I thought I was going to build a small little cabin. And so I didn't get an architect. I thought I could handle that. But as the pandemic kept going and going, my design kept growing and growing. And I just ended up designing and building a palace in the middle of the jungle. And now it's done, and it's beautiful, and I have big plans for it. I want to make workshops and music retreats and songwriting ceremonies, and just I want to make the house live. And you can go on YouTube. If you type Surreal Image Jungle House, you can get the full tour.
That's amazing. It almost sounded like the Fortress of Solitude when I first read that, like Superman and his Fortress of Solitude, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of that. It's, you know, you need balance when you're on the road, moving so much all the time in transit. You need some stability, stillness, and quiet in your life. And that's what I went to look for over there.
Bird cage, take the gold and leave me with my heart. Old age never failed to show me where to start.
So you are releasing a new recording this month, which is very different from anything you've done up to this point. There's a whole lot of original material. Can you tell me about the album? I mean, first of all, I don't speak French, so I don't want to attempt to pronounce it. But tell me what it's called, and kind of a little bit about the genesis of this new recording.
The album is called A Fleur de Peau, which literally translates to On the Surface of the Skin. It's an expression we use in French to say when we're feeling hypersensitive, and when the slightest little thing moves us and touches us, and we see beauty in everything. And that's kind of the state I was in when I was writing all these songs, which most of them were inspired by the jungle or written in the jungle. It's the most personal, intimate work I've released so far, and it's very scary and at the same time so fulfilling to be able to express myself in that much a personal way.
I can't believe I overlooked the signs. Was easier for me to close my eyes. There's something growing in me. Hey. space inside me. Still, you make me see how love is blind. Make no mistake.
I wanted to ask you if you don't mind to talk specifically about the song Inside Out, which is very intensely personal.
Yeah, this song, it was the first song that I wrote for the project. I wrote this song 6 years ago. It was a healing song for me. I was going through something very difficult, something that women often do, an abortion. And this song kind of was medicine to me. And so we recorded that song and a couple other ones. And then I moved to New Orleans. And so I put the project on hold because Jake Sherman, my producer, was in Brooklyn and we were far. And also I didn't believe in myself as a songwriter back then because I had built my career singing songs that had stamp of approval for decades. And so then the pandemic hit and I started going to the jungle more and more. And songs were just coming to me. And so I started building this house because I wanted friends, musician friends, to come and experience this inspiration that the land was giving. And as I finished the album, because then I came back to New York and I said to Jake, hey, let's finish what we started. I have many new songs. As I was finishing the album and finishing the house, I realized that the first song, Inside and Out, was about the house. It was about my birth as a songwriter, as a house creator. Just, it was really a prophecy. And what it taught me is that when you're creating, you can't be judging what comes out because sometimes it doesn't make sense right now. You just have to be curious because there's a lot of special messages in these songs that we catch all around us.
If I could tell the world of my baby smile, I'd yell it from the top of a mountain high, and I wish you could feel what I...
As far as songwriting goes, do you have a kind of methodical approach where you try to sit down and write every day, or is it more that inspiration strikes?
It's more of the second. And I should sit down and write more. And that's what I want to do. That's why I built this house in the jungle, so I can have time to actually be more intentional about it. But so far, most of the songs I've written kind of just had to come out. They just came out because they had to.
Yo soy diosa toda poderosa, bajo la montaña como el agua entre las rocas. Llego al valle, diosa hecha mujer, la tierra reverdece, es tiempo de crecer.
I wanted to ask you too about the different languages that you sing in. I know you sing in French and Spanish and English. Are there certain things that each language is uniquely suited for?
Yes, there are. I wouldn't really know how to put it into words. It's more like a feeling, especially as a person who speaks those three languages. When you speak more than one language, you almost kind of have different personalities. It's like, I have a different personality in French than in English, and same with Spanish. And so when I'm singing, that particular personality shines through depending on the language that I'm singing. And so that's hard to put into words, but then more like technically, for example, English language, it's really great for singing because it's got these really wide vowels and so you can do more like long notes and open mouth notes, whether French is very too petit with the small little lips. So it's more poetic, I think, French. Just differences like that.
Is there anything else that you want to say about the new recording or in advance of your appearance in Minneapolis?
No, I'm excited to play the Dakota. I love playing there. And I'll have the new album and I'll have vinyls as well. And I look forward to meeting the audience.
singer Surreal Emmy. She'll be at the Dakota Tuesday night at 7. For Jazz 88, I'm Peter Solomon.